The Warriors in Brooklyn facing the Nets on a Sunday evening at Barclays Center, having spent the weekend here in New York, and Stephen Curry driving the action and making an impact early with 16 first quarter points here in Brooklyn. He would end the night with a game-high 35 points and 6 trays, continuing his strong start to the season from beyond the arc. Kevin Durant, a strong 34-point evening while grabbing 7 boards. Draymond Green with 13 assists and a variety of great feeds while adding 8 points to the mix. Klay Thompson motoring his way to an 18-point night with some key buckets. And Alphonso McKinney coming up with some strong minutes again, coming off that 7-point outing against the Knicks on Friday and adding 9 points to the effort here as the Nets stay in the fight late with a strong comeback effort, but the Warriors grab the win here in Brooklyn, 120-114 the final.
So the Warriors' winning streak moves to 4 in a row, and they will finish off the road trip in Chicago. Credit the Nets with a wonderful fourth quarter and great three-point shooting. And a really fun and well-played game. There's a lot of good action for both teams.
Well, the Warriors had to bring their A game because Brooklyn came right at the gate. And it was expected. They got a little life this year.
And Draymond Green, we keep marveling at his floor game. There was the defense, there was the passing, there was the relentless energy. 8 points, 13 assists, 4 rebounds, multiple steals. Warriors move to 6-1. Brooklyn falls to 2-4. But Draymond did just about everything in the ball game. And Kevin Durant and the Warriors, their time in New York is done. And it's going to be on to Chicago to finish off the road trip. And Kareth Burke is collecting Draymond Green. And take it away.
Draymond, you guys knew the Nets were going to fight. What's going through your mind when it's a 4-point game with 3 minutes left and you know it's going to be a tight finish?
We said at halftime, we've been here before with this team. They're never going to stop playing hard. And, you know, that's big kudos to their coach. That's big kudos to them. For two or three years now, they've been a team that scraps. And we knew they weren't going to quit. They started making some shots, but we had to keep it together and try to close out the game. We did.
You guys kept it scrappy, too. And you followed up an 18-point game with a 13-assist game, 4 steals as well. How would you assess your start to the season?
A little rocky to start the first 3, 4, or 5 games or whatever, but I had to get my legs under me. Starting to get my legs back now, so I'm a little more confident on offense. Just got to cut back on my turnovers, but other than that, I'm starting to feel good again.
Some of the reserves are coming through, too. Big game for Jarebko with the Knicks. We got Alphonso McKinney coming out for the Nets. What are the reserves discovering about what it takes to find a role on this team?
They're just playing hard. You know, Jonas, he's been in there. He's been playing hard. Zoe, that's how he got on this team, playing hard, getting the offensive rebounds, making those scrappy plays. And, you know, we're going to need that from those guys all year to continue to bring energy off the bench. Those two, Looney, JB, all those guys. Jacob Evans did a good job when he came in today, so that's important for us.
Thank you, Draymond.
Here's Coach Kerr after the game.
I thought the Nets battled the whole way. We had them on the ropes several times. I think we were up 19 late in the third, and they made a big three-pointer right near the end of the third, and then 2 more quick ones to start the fourth. Got right back in the game, and that was really the story. You know, we were able to hold them off, but they made 20 three-pointers and stayed in the game with the 3.
How would you kind of contrast this season, six and one?
Oh, much better start. You know, much more competitive, smooth. Chemistry is good. I think we had a better training camp, and I think everybody is really rounding into shape now. At this point, they've gotten over the hump conditioning wise, so you know we can extend our starters out and play a few extra minutes without losing anything, and our bench is starting to round into form. I love what Jonas did tonight, and I thought Zoe was really good as well. We can always trust Looney, and we're playing a lot of people, and I'm really proud of everybody for being ready to play.
Why do you think so much more focused this year?
I don't know. I think this is year 3 for them together, and the continuity of being together now for a while, winning back-to-back titles together. I think there's probably a better comfort area between the two of them than there's ever been.
Coach,
coach, how would you evaluate Caris LeVert? He really came on hot at the end of that game.
Yeah, Caris LeVert's tough. I mean, he's a slasher, ball handler, can get into the paint. He's big, so you know, he can finish in the paint. And they got a lot of good young players here.
Coach, what do you think about Jurebko and what he brings to the team?
Jurebko was great tonight. He's really had a good start to the season. He's tough, rebounds well, he sets good screens. His ability to step out and make a three-point shot is important as well. So it's been a really good addition.
Are you shocked with McKinney?
I'm surprised, yeah. I mean, we knew he was athletic from the first day of training camp, but he's come a long way offensively pretty quickly, and it's a testament to him, for sure. I mean, he's put in a lot of work. Also, I think it's worth mentioning Chris DeMarco and our coaching staff, the player development. I mean, those guys are getting out there an hour before the regulars every day and working on everything, working on the shooting and ball handling and going through the offense. So I think Alfonso has gotten more and more comfortable, and he's giving us really, really big minutes.
Steve, even if Kawhi wasn't necessarily getting his three point, what did he notice about what enabled him to find the mid-range and get some shots?
Nothing that's any different from, you know, what he's been doing for years. He moves beautifully without the ball, and he has the ability, you know, at his size to take a dribble and just rise up over defenders and get a, you know, 16, 18 foot jump shot.
There seems to be more joy around the team at the beginning of the season than at the beginning of last season as well. That's something that you used to emphasize quite a bit about this team. Is that what you
want? You know, that's we should have a lot of joy. We've got a lot of things going for us. So our players are definitely in a good place, and I think we're playing pretty well. We can play better, but I like the direction we're heading. We feel like we're getting better as we go, and our bench is starting to solidify, and we're starting to see combinations and patterns that work. So I like where our team is right now.
Does it become even more important because of so many years together and the grind going to the finals every year?
You know, it's just, when we've been doing this for a long time, but we're still playing basketball for a living, so it's pretty fun.
Do you feel like teams are really gunning for you this season?
Every night, teams circle us on the calendar. It's very flattering, but it's difficult too. You know, I thought the Nets played great tonight. I thought the Knicks played great the other night. Teams are going to play at a high level against us, and we have to be ready.
Next up, the second half of this back-to-back with a game in Chicago at the United Center against the Bulls. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.